With the help of Hashem, we are learning the seventh chapter in Hilchos Shabbos. It is in this Perek that the Rambam introduces the Avos Melachos, right, the primary categories of Melachos, of forbidden labor. And the Rambam quoting the words that we have in the Mishnah, and they are Arboim Chasarachas, 40 minus 1. And it's known the question asked by the Tosfos Yontiv and many other commentators, why didn't Chazal say 39? Why are they Dafka saying 40 minus 1? Now the Rebbe, and this is brought down in Toitis Menachem Tovshim Memtes Chelik Beis, there's a Sicha from Parshas Pikudei. In the Sefer, it's on page 404. The Rebbe is explaining the inner meaning and purpose of Eile Pikudei HaMishkan. The Rebbe is explaining the paradox of someone making a sum total on items that are in front of them. When the Yidden donated to the Mishkan, everything was already there. When Moshe Rabbeinu summarized it, he made a pekudei and he came to a total number, nothing was added. But what it does is it unites everything into one. Before you give a sum total, you only have individual donations. Summarizing it is a way of uniting it. It's ma'achet. It brings it all together. On the other hand, the Rebbe points out that it doesn't bring it together to the level where each item loses its own individuality. No, the coin, the gold, the silver, the copper, whatever was donated is still there as an individual thing. Eloma, when you give it a sum total, you reveal, the way that Rebbe says, the highest level of godliness, which is the Yechida of God. You reveal it, you bring it down into each individual thing, which is really the whole kavana of the building of the Mishkan. Furthermore, says the Rebbe, and that's why the Parsha begins with the words Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, because the word Eile means to reveal something. And that was the kavana, to reveal the oneness of the essence of Hashem all the way down into the individual and diverse parts of this world. Then the Rebbe says like this, Gavaldik. He says that we find something similar coming back to our Pedic today, that one of the sources for the number of 39 Melaches, or as Chazal coined it, the 40 minus 1, is also from the word Eile. Now, parenthetically, in Talmud Bavli, Shabbos Daf Ayin, and in other places, the Gemara there actually uses two words, Eile Hadvarim. Eile has the numerical value of 36. Aleph is 1, 30, Lamed is 30, He is 5. Hadvarim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Bavli, Devarim, things, by default, means 2, plural. Hadvarim, here, means another, a third. So 3 and 36 is 39. The Rebbe in the footnote brings from a Rabbeinu Meyuchas that doesn't learn it from the word Hadvarim at all. He says the 39 comes from the word Eile itself. Eile has the numerical value of 36. And then Eile is made out of three letters, Aleph, Lamed, Hey. There you go, 3 and 36 is 39. Im HaKoilel is 40, Arboim Chasar Achas. So there the Rebbe says, beautiful. The Rebbe says that the world was created in a way where there is a chasid achas, where the oneness of Hashem is not bigolui. And that's taka, the whole avoida. And our avoida sometimes is coined as the lamed tes melachos that we are to do during the week. That our avoida is to be megale, is to reveal that indeed inside everything there is always the Achaz, there is the one God, there is the Yechida Shel Olam, which is brought down, Bigaloi, through our Avoid. We have to be Mashlim, we have to be Megala, the Achaz, that is missing without our Avoidah.